I'm so glad you're watching Glorious Living. On today's program, we're going to study about the truth about faith. So make sure you have your Bible ready and share this with a friend. It's going to be powerful. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and here I am in Studio C with my friend Chrissy.
Yes, ma'am, and guess what? I'm using my faith voice today, Pastor Kathy. I'm so excited
to
be with you.
We do it
every day. We're using our faith voice.
And you know what I want to use my faith voice for now? I want to declare that you're going to be here at Glorious 2026.
That's right.
The dates are Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. It's right here at JDM International Headquarters. Admission is free, so register at JDM because I want to know who's coming.
That's right.
We live stream live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app, and it is a powerful time that you do not want to miss.
That's right, and we want you to be here. If you can make a way, get here. Use your faith voice
still have
to get
time.
Here. You have time. Make the plans. Get here, because when we get together, I mean, we're good.
Right.
We have a fun time. I was going to say we're crazy, but we're crazy about Jesus when
we
get together.
Yeah, and we make new friends, and people are coming. In fact, I've heard people are bringing carloads. Some people bring their whole staff.
I love it.
That are ministers and churches that are coming. They come from all over the world. Many of them are coming for the first time, but there are a lot of people that come back every year, and we always enjoy being in the presence of God. We always go to a higher level.
Yes.
Glorious is a place where women, in fact, men are invited to.
That's
sometimes
right.
Pastors come with their group. Then we let them sit in the back. The ladies get the front
seats.
Yeah,
that's right. We get the best seats in the house.
Because we have the men of our church. I'm so thankful for all the men of our church that help us and serve. Some of the men are on the worship team because the men get behind what the women are doing and what God's doing in the lives of these women, and it all helps us all to grow stronger.
I know, and our faith is contagious. So when we get together under one roof, and I know, Pastor Kathy, you always bring an on-time word for the ladies
God
to show them
that
they have the authority to trample on the devil and his schemes and to go higher in faith. And it just, when you leave Glorious, you're never going to be the same. And then you go out to your family, your corner of the world, your church, wherever God has placed you, and you can be that glorious light of the gospel to all you come into contact with. And that's what this conference is all about.
Oh, yeah. That's what everything that we do here at Justin with Planus Ministries is all about. And here, I love saying it again, 50 years of reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. It's all because of our partners help us to do
this.
That's
right.
So before we start even on our study, I want to just take a moment to thank all of our partners that have been standing with us for so many years. In fact, we have new partners too.
I love it
when we hear testimonies from new partners that, hey, I'm a new partner. I've been a partner for a year and I'm seeing a change in my life.
Yeah.
It's something about that connection, that God connection, that God puts us together with people of like precious faith. He connects us on purpose for His purpose.
Ooh, yes.
And this is why partnership is so important. So we value you. We trust God that He's going to touch your life, and we pray over the seed that you sow and we expect you to receive abundant harvest and see you grow from glory to glory to glory.
Amen.
And you can become a partner by using the information that's on the screen. There's no amount that's too big or too small. We just stand and agree with you when God calls you to sow your seed that is going to bring forth a great harvest to your life. You're going to see fruit on every level.
Ooh, you're going to see some good fruit. I love it. And I have actually one soul that wrote in on a praise report that they've been touched by the ministry. It says, I love y'all so much. I've been studying with you since 2004.
Hallelujah.
You've taught me a lot about the Bible and my journey with the Lord. Many more blessings to you and your family. And this was written on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, wherever you're watching, write your testimony, write your praise report, and do a favor for us. Click that subscribe button, because when you click that subscribe button on YouTube or wherever you're watching, a follow button, that lets everyone know that we're on, that we're live, that we're doing beautiful things for the Lord.
Yeah.
And it starts popping up in other people's feeds. So do that today, because it really does. It's a way you can support this show and bless other people as well.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Because
we're all doing the same thing. We're reaching people, changing lives.
One soul at a time.
And you can be a part of that by sharing this today.
That's right.
Well, today on Glorious Living, we're going to be studying the truth about faith. Mm-hmm. And our lesson is based on Jesse's February article in our ministry magazine, which is Voice of the Covenant. Chrissy, why don't you show that magazine? Even though they got me on the cover of this issue.
I love it. And it's glorious. It's pink and beautiful.
Because we're promoting the conference that's about to come up.
Yes.
But it's filled with great articles. It's always been a blessing. We've been putting this out since the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
and I've been the editor on it for all this time, and we put Jesse's schedule in there, testimonies, so many great things. It's been a great resource for a lot of people.
Yes.
And today we're going to focus in on just one article that's in there, And his title of it is called The Truth About Faith. And faith is a word that many people actually consider a message that's at odds with God. But really, it's just about believing what God has said.
It's so simple.
The word faith kind of people stumble because they feel like, oh, I can't do it. But you know, God gives us faith so that
does.
We can use it.
Yeah.
But faith isn't really a message, and it's not even a movement. And although there are some ministers who seem to specialize in preaching faith, which we do too. This ministry is known as a faith ministry. It's known as a ministry that preaches prosperity, that preaches healing, that preaches the whole Bible.
That's right.
But faith isn't just a new teaching. God put the believing and receiving system into effect, and Jesus made the term popular.
He really did. He taught about faith, and he said that faith is what pleases God.
Right.
And that's why we need faith in everything we do each and every day. So I'm excited about studying this because there's a lot of misconceptions about faith. And in Brother Jesse's article, he sets the record straight about what is faith, why do we need it, and how do we keep reinforcing that into our lives to see results in everything we do. So it really is a life-changing study today.
Right. And we're going to turn to Galatians chapter 5. In our Bible, so Christy will be reading the scripture in a few moments. But the theme of faith, even though our trusting God is intertwined throughout the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we're going to see this today in our study. And even though faith appears throughout the Bible, it isn't the only thing in the Bible. But think about it. How many times do you read about grace in the Word? What about mercy? Or how about God's love? On the other hand, even though faith isn't the only topic in the Bible, it seems to be mixed up with just about everything else in there.
It really is.
And faith, if you're fair for your faith to work at all, you need to be walking in God's love. And we're going to start with that verse of Scripture.
That's so good.
You're going to see this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Chrissy, go ahead and read that for us.
Yes, it says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." So faith and love go hand in hand.
They do. They do. And even though faith isn't the only area, you need to realize that it is a success to every area of your life. It's a success for a believer. Faith is the most, I think it's the beginning stage, actually.
Yes.
You believe in God, and then all the other things that He said, or you can believe for it because He spoke it and He said it, and it changes your perspective.
That's so good. And Brother Jesse often says faith is the thread of the fabric of God's clothes.
That's so true.
And he paints such a beautiful picture when you think of a fabric and how it's woven so beautifully. And if faith is all through all of our lives and everything we do, wherever He directs us, He expects us to be built up and filled with faith in Him so that we can walk in His purposes on purpose.
Yeah. And it's not just, I know people get hung up, like I said, on the word faith. Don't let that happen to you. Realize that faith is a real thing. And it's available. It's like a power tool that's available for your life.
It sure is.
We're going to move on in the scripture in our Bible study today and turn to Romans chapter 12. Because you've got a built-in substance designed to connect with God's Word. And I want you to think about that for a moment. What is it that makes you believe God's Word is true? Well, it's faith. Mm-hmm. Faith in God's Word. And what makes you think that you can get righteousness by believing in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead? Well, that's faith in God's Word. So, and also another thing, think about this. What makes you think that you can get salvation by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? Again, it's faith in God's word, what God has said. Why do you believe? Well, it's because something inside in the very core of your being connects with the Word of God.
Praise God.
You read it or someone else tells you about it and something clicks within you. You know that it's true. How do you know? Because God placed a substance inside of you that was designed to be stimulated when confronted with His Word. Mm. And what is that something? It is the amazing substance that the Bible calls faith.
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 I love that
word. This is why this whole year we're talking about using your faith voice. Mm-hmm. Faith speaks, and faith carries the power, all of the power of heaven behind it.
Yes, and I love when you kept repeating, it's in the Word. It's in God's Word. Mm-hmm. It's in God's Word. That's where your faith grows. That's when it gets magnified and it changes situations. So many people put their faith in other things, other people's opinions, or other aspects of the world, and they look to the world for advice, which may not always be bad advice, but is it perfect? No, that Word is perfect.
Yeah.
We go straight to the perfected Word of God, which will strengthen our faith. Ooh, I'm getting strengthened right now in faith.
Yeah, I believe you're getting strengthened as well, too, because faith is in His Word. But, you know, if you're reading it and putting it in your heart, it's not just floating around in the atmosphere somewhere. It gets in you.
Yes.
And we're going to read that in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Chrissy, go ahead and read that for us.
It says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith."
I love
that. We all have a measure of faith.
Uh-huh. That's so true. And God deposits that within us. And so even with Jesus talk about how the faith, if you had faith the grain size of a mustard seed,
little,
which is a tiny, tiny thing. So
right.
It's not, doesn't talk about how much faith you have. It's what are you doing with what you do have?
Amen.
God didn't leave you out when he was handing out faith. That's why when you can read a scripture and suddenly it hits home, mm-hmm. it speaks to you. So it may start small, just like a seed starts small. But if you water it and you do the things that are necessary to make it grow up, it will flourish.
Yes.
It will rise up. And so you put the word of God. God gives you this substance called faith, mm-hmm. and it's up to you what you're going to do with it. Are you going to believe it? Are you going to put more word in it by watering that seed? And the seed principle is what measures what happens in everything in the Bible, mm-hmm. in the scriptures. Everything in the kingdom of God works in the seed principle.
I love it.
So you start hearing it. Maybe you hear the word for the first time and you think, oh, is that right? Can I believe that? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you hear it again and say, well, you know, maybe that is right.
Yeah.
And so it comes. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So the more of God's word that you hear, you accept it, it starts building within you and you come to a part where you can believe what you say and have what you say.
Yes.
So it's not just a confession message. Faith, using your faith voice is more than a confession message, which if you've been in Pentecost for a long time or in charismatic circles for a long time, you've heard about it. Sometimes we've let it drop, but God wants us to pick it up and realize that our voice does matter. Ooh. What you're saying about your future does matter.
Amen.
What you're saying about what God's promised you does matter. You have to put your faith put your mouth where your faith is.
Yeah, exactly. You really have to say, put your money where your mouth is. Put your faith where your mouth
is. That's it. Put your mouth where your faith is.
What is faith saying?
What is faith telling you? What is God's word telling you?
Come on,
because faith is believing what God has said.
Whew.
And when you believe what God has said, it starts transforming the way you think. And when you change, when your thoughts are transformed, it starts changing the way you talk,
mm-hmm.
and then it starts changing your circumstances. It is a process.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up if you're not seeing results.
That's right.
Just stay at it, keep moving, accept it as the truth, believe it, and then suddenly you're going to see it happen.
I love it. That's the truth about faith. And I love when you said that he gave us all a measure of faith. That's the truth. So I think it comes with knowing your identity in Christ. When you stay in his word, you realize you're a child of God. This promise is for you. It's not just for Pastor Kathy or your pastor or your minister friend or your mom or your dad. No, it's for you. He's given us all that measure of faith, and it's up to us, like you said, Pastor Kathy, to accept it, to believe it, and to start owning who we are in Jesus.
I love that. It's so important.
I love it.
Where are we going to go now, Chrissy? I think we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 4. And, you know, just thinking about in this article that Jesse wrote, it's so good. Did we talk about how it's in the article, in the magazine?
Yes, it's in the magazine, and it's also in Brother Jesse's book, The Power of Natural Law. It's chapter 3 in the book, and you can go to jdm.org to get this powerful book. It's so full of wisdom, relevant to whatever time, whatever season you are in life. You need to know how to break the power of natural law, and this is just from that book. I thought it paired so well with the theme this year.
It does.
And it was just one thing that I can say about this ministry that's true is everything builds on each other.
Right.
Last year's theme, Create Your World and Walk In It, pairs beautifully. It's like the next level to that with using your faith voice. So all of these tools are available for you so that you can really just get it rooted in your spirit so that seed that's in there can become a big oak tree and you can flourish and see that fruit.
Right.
So we do. We have so many great aspects of the ministry that you can hold on to in times of need.
Yeah, and in Jesse's article, he talks a lot about the suddenlies. In fact, I believe that you're watching today or standing, joining with us. Chrissy and I are sitting here, but we think of you as just right on the other end of this table, part of our study today. But I believe there's a suddenly that's going to come to pass in your own life. Mm-hmm. You're hearing the word because we're reading the scriptures to you, and it's creating faith within you. Mm-hmm. And so for years, Jesse said that suddenly was one of his favorite words in the Bible. And he likes it. But, you know, this suddenly, there's something about it. Faith doesn't have to take 2 years. It can happen suddenly. Salvation for your family can happen suddenly. Mm-hmm. And just keep believing for it, because uh, there's this is the promise that we have. We've got to believe God can do things. You don't have to wait for it 20 years.
Yep.
Instead of putting it off in the future, faith is in the now.
It's in the now. So
expect a suddenly in your own life.
Ooh, that just builds so much encouragement and so much joy when we talk about that, that it can happen right now for you. And just grab hold of that fact.
That's right.
So good.
So we're going to read Hebrews chapter 4, and because the word will stimulate faith, and faith activates power. Mm-hmm. There's a connection that takes place when the Word of God stimulates the measure of faith that God has placed inside of you.
Praise God.
So Chrissy, read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, it says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart."
I love that.
Man.
So it tells us that God's Word is alive.
Yeah.
It is living and it is active. And the faith you have inside of you was given to you by the living God who inspired the scriptures that we're reading from today.
Mm-hmm.
And when you connect with the measure of faith that with God's in you, with God's Word, something extraordinary happens. Faith and the Word collide, and wham, an atmosphere for the supernatural is instantly formed.
Ooh.
Suddenly, the power to break natural law is present, and suddenly you experience that mysterious thing called receiving, the time when the blood of Jesus begins to gush in, and the time when the very power of God is drawn into your physical body, obliterating sin.
That's
just
a good
destroying
word.
It.
Yes.
And disease. So this is it's a combination of faith and the Word that activates God's power within your life. You know, a lot of people talk about faith in the natural, this and that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in that they're going to get a certain job and they have no basis on the Word of God. They're just in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And many times that whole kingdom principle will work.
Still applies,
an attitude of positivity. You know, you hear a lot about that, but we're not just talking about positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about believing what God's Word has said.
Yes.
And it is transformational.
I know. I love that because oftentimes I turn on podcasts, very popular podcasters, and they're talking and I'm like, man, that's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And I'm like, that's the Word. That's the Bible. And then they apply it to the universe. They call it the universe, or they call it manifesting this, that. And I'm saying, you know what? That's faith. That's faith in God's Word. If we take that, those worldly ideologies and things, turn it to God.
Right. It's, you know, actually the world has taken some of the kingdom principles and they put it to work and it'll work for them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the giving, if you give, you're going to receive.
You
know, all the promises like that, they will work. But that may help you exist in this life and you can have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. But what is going to help you in the afterlife? Nothing.
And that's very true.
And
that's
this
the truth
life
about
is
faith.
A vapor.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so it's important that we realize that God gave us these promises to help us in the here and the nasty here and now, and also
yeah.
the glorious hereafter.
That's why I love being a part of this podcast,
uh-huh.
because we're talking about the truth about faith. We're talking about how you do believe, what you put your trust in. And just, I love when we spoke before this program even started, we're talking about how we encourage the viewer, you, to get your Bible out, to have
yes.
it in front of you. It's so important that you hold on to it. It's good to read it on your phone. It's good to have notes. Don't misunderstand me. But when you have that Word of God and you open it up, you hold it close to your heart, and you're in it, and you read it in the morning, you set the tone for your day by delving into the Word. That's when your faith expands, and when those weapons may form, they won't prosper because you've been studying.
Yes.
And that's where faith comes, when we study to show ourselves approved.
Yeah.
And so when we talk today, it's beautiful, it's all good, but when you take initiative and you get into that Word, your life begins to change more than ever. I've seen it in my own life.
That's so true. And you know, this whole subject of faith is so important. And we're going to turn to Mark chapter 11, because this is what a lot of people consider the faith chapter,
yeah.
The teaching that Jesus gave to his disciples. And it all kind of started when he was walking along the day before, and Jesus was hungry in the natural. He just wanted to go to that fig tree and get something to eat, and there was no figs on it. So he said, he cursed the tree, nobody eat from you from hereafter. His words, he spoke faith words,
mm-hmm.
he used his voice, and he said something, and they just walked on, they went on. The next day, they come back to the same spot. One of his disciples point out, hey, Jesus, the cursed tree, the fig tree that you talked to has withered up from the root.
Wow.
And so he used that example, that object lesson at that point to teach them the principles of faith. And this is what you're going to read in Mark chapter 11, verse 11, and read that, excuse me, verse 23. Read that, Chrissy. Yes. Mark 11, verse 23.
For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith, whatsoever.
Yeah, and like the previous verse says, if you have faith, you would say into this mountain. Basically, this is how faith operates. Mm-hmm. Faith speaks. It's not just a poetic way of saying major stuff happens when you use faith. Jesus used those particular words because they symbolize your ability to break natural law.
Wow.
After all, who can deny that natural law would have to be broken in order to send a mountain flying into the sea?
Mm-hmm.
But that was what he did. So the point is, he was using this as an example that there's nothing that's impossible if you use your faith. It doesn't matter about the size. It talks about using it. In fact, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 17
good.
And see that there's a huge difference between mountains and mustard seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said that you could move something as large as a mountain with something as small as a mustard seed,
I'm
Chrissy.
Talking about unbelievable, but so possible.
Yeah.
And when we read that, when you think of that mustard seed, how small
mm-hmm.
and that big mountain, it just makes your faith grow exponentially. And I think I have more than a mustard seed. So that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Usually we have more than that. So we need to take hold of that fact today.
Right. And so we're going to read verse 20 in Matthew chapter 17. I hope you're studying this along with me and making your own notes, because it's important for you to get this established in your own heart that the faith of God belongs to you. He has given it to you and he wants you to use it. Don't let the devil blind you or deceive you to thinking that your faith is not big enough. Faith operates mm-hmm. by saying.
That's right.
And saying what God's word has said because you believe it.
Yes.
So Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
It says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So this is Jesus. This is in red.
Yes.
So we need to read this. How many people just glance over these scriptures and they say, oh yeah, it's mm-hmm. that's so great, but they're not really studying and taking the time to get it in their heart.
Right.
And when it says that he said, and nothing shall be impossible, well, I mean, take that and write it on your heart.
Right. Well, Jesus was teaching them there because they had asked him that question because a father had brought his son to the disciples to do something, and they tried to help him out, but it didn't work for him.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked Jesus, how come it didn't work? And he says, because of your unbelief. So unbelief stopped the power of God from working in that life. But he told them, if you would just have faith like a grain, what is faith? Faith is believing in God.
Yeah.
But if your faith was just the size of a grain of mustard seed, you could just use it to throw that mountain into the sea.
Yeah.
It must have been a mountain close by, so you can use it as an object
exactly.
lesson to teach them. But Jesus used this analogy of the mustard seed because it was the smallest seeds that people planted in his day. It's tiny. But you practically have to squint to see the
That's
size
right.
of a mustard mm-hmm. seed. But a mountain? How can you not see it?
Yeah.
You can't even see around a mountain.
Yeah, you're right.
And really, the sea is the only place you can hide a mountain.
That's so good.
You know, to throw it in there. But it's so big. And it's sticking out of the sea because it's bigger. But even those mountains that start below the sea, mm-hmm. they're, you'll see them coming up,
yeah.
like in Hawaii. But it's what the principle that Jesus was giving them to show them the power that's available
Ooh.
To people that would just speak and say God's word.
That's
Use your
so
faith
good.
Voice.
Yes.
This is what we're telling you today. All year long, we're going to be talking about using your faith voice.
I absolutely love this. And so I keep thinking about some of the mountains that you might be facing or that we face in our day-to-day life that we think are impossible. Well, the Lord is saying, if you have a size of a mustard seed of faith, you can totally destroy whatever mountain is you're facing today, whatever problem. I know we spoke about healing,
mm-hmm.
you know, about how God's will to heal and whatever it might be financial. We have testimonies upon testimonies. Some even come on the show about financial breakthroughs,
Definitely.
Big mountains of debt and mountains of relationships that are totally overwhelming in a bad way. But God wants to overwhelm you in a good way by using your faith, even if it's just the size of a seed.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. We're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and move along. I know we're just running out of time, but before we're going to close today, we're going to look at this one last scripture because just to help you to explain in case you don't know, some of you may new to maybe new to this whole subject, but maybe some of you are not, but it's good to have a refresher course.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about what is faith, and we're going to read the King James Version definition of faith in Hebrews 11, verse 1. 2 and 3. So, Chrissy, would you read that for us?
Yes, ma'am. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." So that's just a great definition to hold on to and to really study and to break down. And that's why I loved studying this article and reading all about faith when we do all of our studies or whatever program, is to realize what faith is. It's so important because, like you said, people might not be familiar with this, or they want to take it to someone else and explain it to their family, explain it to their husband, their spouse, mm-hmm. their children. But when we read the practical word of God, it gives us the tools to step out and have courage and share what faith is to them.
Right. And this is a perfect example because it shows you this is how God operated. He used a substance called faith to speak the world into existence. Mm-hmm. He called those things that be not as though they were, which is the basis for the theme that we have for this year about using your faith voice. But through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God.
Yes.
Things that we see were not made of the things which do appear. He spoke to nothing.
Yes.
There was just nothing out there. And he said, "Light be." Mm-hmm. And that was before the sun and the moon were even created.
Wow.
And so the concept of us using the same substance that God used to change our world is paralleled with how God created the world.
Amen.
So we are created in His image and His likeness.
Yes.
We have the same care. We should be developing the characteristics
yes.
of our Father who calls those things to be not as they were. That's a faith concept.
Yes.
Faith that you're here is evidence. The fact that we're here is yeah. because God called us here.
Amen.
He said He created man out of the dust of the earth, and He breathed the breath of lives
Praise
into
Jesus.
Him. This is the creative force, not just CPR. He created and put life into him. And this was the same kind of life that God has. And what does His life do? He calls things into existence.
Yes.
And He wants us, His children, to operate the way He does.
Yes.
And why? Because He wants to see us live as victorious believers here in this life. You know, a lot of people negotiate with God, the things of God, choosing one or the other. But when the potential is to receive all from God, you don't have to settle for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
God has everything available for you.
Wow.
And all you need to do is believe it. Use the force of faith. Use the substance of faith. This is the truth
yes.
about faith that we're talking about today.
This is the truth.
The truth.
And I believe you can handle the truth. You can handle this
yes,
truth.
Yes, you can. He gave you the capacity to receive it yeah. and understand it. So if it still seems difficult to you, just take the time. In fact, let's pray now.
Yes.
Father, I'm praying for every person that's watching and joining with us in this Bible study, that you would open
Jesus.
Their eyes, open their ears, open their heart to understand what faith really means.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, that faith is basically believing you, yes. trusting in you, and that they can have the answer and the things that you've promised to them in their word. Lord, if they're believing for their family to be born again, believing for finances, believing for healing, whatever it is, all of those are promises in your word, and they're all activated by faith. Faith is simply believing in what you have said. And Lord, we send the word to them now and trust you to touch their lives
yes,
and give them everything that's necessary for them. Lord, bless them today. Lord, fulfill the desires of their heart.
God.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
I'm stirred up, Pastor Kathy, and I know that those watching, you've been filled up with faith, and this is the day, a new day in Jesus, a new day for you to take hold of your purpose on purpose and to start speaking things that God says. Only say what faith says, because our God is so good and so faithful, and that's what we should be exhibiting every day of our life.
That's
we
right,
need to
and that's
be
what we're believing for you for every day of your life. Mm-hmm. Those that are partners, those that are just regular viewers, anybody that's out there, we just want you to be blessed
yeah.
and touched. In fact, that's why we have our glorious conference, which is coming up.
I'm telling you.
We started
you.
The program with it, but I want to end with it, make sure you know the details. We're going to be right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries International Headquarters on March the 6th. We'll be looking for you. That's mm-hmm. a Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. We start with a glorious living live panel with Jesse, Chrissy, Kathy, and Jody.
And
then they'll have a little short break, and then we'll have another full service on that Saturday morning where I'll be bringing the Word of God, having time to pray and minister to you. We're going to have a lot of great prizes and gifts.
Yes.
People are coming from all over the nation and some from around the the world.
Yes.
And we want you to be here in the house. There's still time. Remember, admission is free. There's never a charge to come to any meeting at Just New Planets Ministries. But we do like you to register. This way we can plan and know who's coming. And if you can't come here, we can have a live stream on all of our platforms.
Yes.
So you'll be sure and be blessed and strengthened in that. So do not miss it. Put it on the calendar. Make sure you're part of this, whether you're here in person or joining online. We want to see you blessed and touched so that you can live a glorious life.
Amen. I'm so excited. You know, it's the most glorious time of the year. You know, they say Christmas is the most wonderful time. Well,
March
this time
is the most glorious,
most
time,
glorious
of the year.
Time of the year. And we love
and
to celebrate.
And it's contagious. You
it
come
is.
Here, get stirred up. You're going to leave, go home, and you're going to get down with your glorious
get
self.
Get down with your glorious self. Hey, I'm
in fact,
excited.
Next week, Christy and I have a special program that's just focused just on the glorious conference. We'll be in our glorious sweatshirts.
We're going to match.
We're going to have a fun time. We're looking forward to that. We want to see you here next week.
Oh,
at glorious,
so fun. I can't wait.
At the set, Studio C, for our Glorious Living program.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It always is fun.
It's always great. Thanks again,
yes,
Christy,
thank
for joining
you, Pastor
with me.
Kathy,
we had
I
a good time
you.
Studying the Word of God with you and with you.
Yes, we love being
it's
with you.
It's always great when we can get in the Word.
Every week is just so rich and so wonderful and so glorious. So thank you, Pastor
Amen.
Kathy.
Amen. Thank you, Christy. And thank you again for joining with me here in Studio C. I'll be looking for you next week. God bless. In Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.